This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Hanif Baharudin, and you're tuned in to the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. The 14th general election is just around the corner, and with the temperature rising, a lot of questions are being raised on various issues ranging from the bread and butter to governance and policies. But we're not going to touch on those topics today. Instead, this whole process of exercising your democratic right has sort of made me ponder about governance at the lowest level, driven by the people in a very local setting. I'm talking about Residents Association and its function to maintain and take care of the welfare of the residents. Joining me this week is Kong Kok Meng. He's the chairman of the Residents Association of Taman Putra Prima in A. Puchong, and he's going to give a brief overview of the ins and outs of a Residents Association.
My name is Kong Kok Meng. I'm the Residents Association chairman of Taman Putra Prima A. Puchong.
How long has your Residents Association been around?
It's almost 7 years, since 2011.
And you have always been the chairman since?
From the beginning until now. So far, every year we go for election, but so far, nobody contested. So I have to resume as a chairman, keep carry on.
All right, so what's the main purpose of its existence, the Residents Association of Taman Putra Prima?
The first function definitely is to set up and to maintain the so-called gated and gated community, which require by the Registrar of Society to maintain this G&G, because there are lots of rules have to follow by the Majlis. First of all, you have to get at least 85% people sign up, and you have to submit the application and the TOL, the temporary occupation license for the guardhouse, and then to set the rules and regulation how to run the guardhouse and things like that. So the second thing is, as a pressure group, as a representative of the resident, to deal with developer, the Majlis, the municipal, for road drainage, garbage collection, grass cutting, and all this kind of thing. So this is because they cannot deal everybody, they deal with the resident assistant or chairman. When it comes to this kind of complaints and forward problem to them. And of course, the third one is more on the neighborhood, to promote neighborhood, a civil society, where we look after the interests of each other as a good neighbor, have a harmonious living environment.
Okay. What are some of the activities that you do to foster that kind of communal spirit?
We have a block, where the block will write down all the rules and regulations and to tell them what are the events happening around here, and also to become mediator in case of any quarrel or anything, conflict between the neighbor. So that's how, as a resident association, we'll act as a like the justice of peace, like in a village community, Penghulu. So become their mediator in case of a neighbor conflict.
As an independent body that does not receive any funding, the Residents Association needs to collect funds from all the residents to sustain their operation. Taman Putra Prima charges RM70 a month that is collected once every 4 months. Where does the money go then?
Most of the money will be used to hire security guard. That allows 80% of our costing. The balance is to maintain the fencing, the boom gate, the guardhouse, the pair utilities, water, electricity, to maintain the cleanliness, collect garbage, and all this kind of thing.
Do all the residents comply and pay these fees?
So far, so good. We have 90% people paying.
And do you have to convince them the importance of paying?
Yes. We tell them that you don't expect your neighbor to pay. If everybody don't pay, then there's a domino effect. Everybody start not paying. They're not paying, then the whole G&G scheme will collapse. So when the G&G scheme collects, who to suffer? The property owner suffer, because you have a shabby guard house with no guard attended, and your property value eventually drop. So we make them feel that if your own scheme, your own housing estate also, you don't take care, you don't expect the government to take care. So that's why they feel that they are obligated and obliged to pay.
Okay, so apart from security, do you have any other initiatives that you conduct that requires the participation of the residents here?
Yeah, because this is in city, everybody busy. So we try to organize a carnival, especially the Teng Long Festival, because the kids like to come out with Teng Long Pere. So we're going to have a function whereby all the residents, especially the kids, are invited. We'll get free gift, food, and performance for them to enjoy and get together.
And that happens only like once a year?
Yes, we have once a year. Now, every 2 years, we do it once because it costs a lot of money. So far, nobody sponsors. So we have to get from the collection, the plus, the extra collection that we have got, saving to do all this. Because one event costs us at least 7,000 to 8,000. So it's quite costly.
What's the participation rate like among the residents of Taman Putra Prima in this kind of activities?
Those have children, they like to come out. So I think we have got about 50% of the people, especially those family and children. Those single and professional people, working people, they're not so keen of this kind of activities. They rather go gym room or go pub instead of coming to join this kind of family. We call it family event, not for bachelor or professional people.
I see. What about your meetings? Who attend your meetings usually?
We have a committee. Those there, we don't have WhatsApp. We discuss whenever the event pop up. But now we have WhatsApp group. Most of the thing we discuss over the WhatsApp. So you don't need to be... because in WhatsApp, anytime you can participate in the forum. But the law requires that you need to meet at least 3 times a year. So we still organize a small meeting 2 or 3 times a year and AGM every single year, every 1 year. One AGM for election and to table our minutes and... because it's required by the law, you need AGM every year.
Do all the residents participate in the AGM?
We give notice to them, everyone. But only very few they come. Only those have issue, they come to you. No issue, they don't come.
Of course, conflict is bound to happen in a diverse neighbourhood. And as a chairman, Kong Kok Meng has to be all ears and attentive to the concerns of the residents there. He shares some of the problems the people there face.
Most of the complaints is about the neighbour, about the garbage collection. Neighbour here is between each, you see. Most of the complaints because of the car, because of the garbage, because of the tray is overgrown, because of noise. These are the normal complaints from the resident about the neighbor. So about the matches matters, municipal matters about drainage, about glass cutting, falling trees, pothole of the road, flooding, or that kind of thing. Normally it's more on the, we call municipal matters.
And how do you deal with those problems?
If neighbor quarreling, so chairman usually will call upon to be a mediator. When come to road and drainage, so we have to deal with the Ahli Majlis to convey our problem and to write into Aduan. So in order to be effective, we get ourselves to be the AJK of JPP, Jawatan Kuasa Perunding Penduduk, which is appointed by the Ahli Majlis to be in the panel to take care of the area here.
And that's another important thing that we have to take into consideration, right? Residents associations usually have to deal with the local council as well, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, local council, yeah.
Yeah, so what's your relationship with the local council like?
You have to be very good. Whoever, you see, this local council, they especially Ahli Majlis, every 2 years, they change. So whoever become the Ahli Majlis, you have to be very close to them to get things done. They also like us because they cannot be dealing with everybody. They like to deal with the hate. So in a way, they need us, we need them.
Is it easy to get your voice heard when it comes to dealing with them?
You have to be very tactful. How to be very tactful is that you cannot make them feel bad. At the same time, you cannot, small matters, you make them feel like they are not doing the job. So you have to be quite tactful. So give them some time and they have constraints. So whenever they have done something, you have to promote their good work in block so they feel very pleased. That's how both sides.
If there is a problem that the local council can't solve, how does the RA handle it? Do they take the matters into their own hands?
Yeah, sometimes due to the limitation, if the local council cannot get the thing done, we have to refer to this exco Negeri. And sometimes the state government cannot get things done, we have to refer to the federal government. Just say, for example, the road in front of us was because of the sunken sewer pipes. So the road had been closed for almost 3 years. So I wrote to the developer. The developer said already handed over to the local council. Local council said they don't have money from the state government. So I go and see the ESCO with a letter and with all this thing. The ESCO, Kerajaan Negeri, approved a few million to upgrade the road. Similarly, when we have a Puchong area, many Chinese, we don't have Chinese school. So the Chinese school is under the jurisdiction of the federal government. It's nothing to do with state government. The federal government. Of course, the state government have to help approve the land. So we go and see the federal government, see the education department, and see the minister. So we just approve one Chinese school here in my Taman, Taman Putra Prima. So just recently, one Chinese school has been approved. So it's how we work. We work with low level for small matters, bigger thing, state level, and then a bigger thing, federal level. So we must able to deal with all level. Depends on the issue.
When it comes to issues like those issues, do you have to collaborate with resident associations from different neighborhoods as well?
You see, these are very complicated things. Nobody will disagree with you if I go and get a few million to repair the road. Nobody will disagree with you if there's no school here, I get a school from the federal government. So whenever you say something which is good for them, none of them disagree. So most of the time, they don't oppose me for doing all this. They feel very pleased that, okay, everything we got from local council to ESCO to minister.
Do you maintain a network of resident association with other neighbourhoods in the area?
In fact, last time I formed a Gabungan Persatuan Penduduk, which means that there are about 15 faces here. I think 8 or 9 faces join us for the Gabungan. So all the resident association, the chairman and the secretary become the Gabungan member. So we form a bigger group and we have a bigger voice to deal with developer and to deal with the local council for whatever thing that overlook in this area.
Apart from being the representative of the residents to the local council and other government bodies, Residents Association also has a crucial role to play to keep the developer in check.
Yeah, because this we as a house buyer, we buy our unit. But anything outside our house, a common area, is a common problem. So whenever there's a problem, we need to deal with developer. Of course, developer have to look at who you are. If you are just an individual house buyer, you don't carry the weight. But if you are the resident association chairman and you are the Gabungan association chairman, just like you are the member of parliament, you are whoever, somebody here, then you definitely stand a stronger foot with a stronger voice and more demanding. And they will more respect to you because you are representing a big group of people.
What are the issues you usually have to bring up to the developer?
If a new houses, normally, of course, it's a defects. If the defects are common, not a single, not an isolated case, then it's a design problem. Then we have to form a group that this thing got to be addressed. Otherwise, we bring it to a higher level, we maybe bring it to the press, then developer will afraid this kind of publicity back to them, and they will most likely try to make this thing settle, not to blow up, to affect their sales and reputation.
How important is it for the residents to take charge and get involved with their residents association?
To them, they have not much to do. They only pay the subscription. And then whenever there are problems regarding this area, they will find the committee or the chairman what to do. So residents normally do not participate much. They just like you pay your utility bill. You don't care. Unless there's a power failure, then only you call TNB. Other than that, they won't.
So, do you think that residents' association should be able to at least try and foster a more communal spirit among the residents?
Yeah, that is the third criteria why a resident association need not only just to collect money and pay the security card. We also, besides a pressure group to the developer and majlis or intermediary, and because we want to have a nice living environment neighborhood in our area. So the resident association, since elected by the resident, we have to take a proactive measure to promote a good neighborhood, be friendly, not to quarrel, and then to instill some civic mindedness, like parking your car properly, not to have too many dogs and make noise, and then your garden must tidy, not to become a jungle, and don't simply put your house, what do you call it, broken bicycle, broken motor, put outside and make it like a junkyard. So this kind of thing, that is the irritating to your neighbor. If you don't have somebody to tell them not to offend, not to be offensive, so it's, I think we need to promote this kind of awareness.
Do you find that the concept of gated and guarded community, do you think that it will hinder communal spirit among residents of the same neighborhood or residents from different neighborhoods?
What we say is that normally every faces they have fencing. So we, because just like a small country, so we only cater the interests of within our country. The neighbor one is outside our boundary, is managed by another resident association. So we tak ada campur tangan lah. We only work like a United Nations, like the Gabon is a United Nations, where we deal with a bigger issue, not their internal problem. So their internal problem, just like a government, we don't interfere their internal problem.
Having heard Kok Meng's explanation on the function of a residents' association, I can't help but think of it as a mini-government, albeit at a much smaller scale. And Kok Meng agrees with that observation.
Actually, resident association is a mini-government by itself, where very democratic. The chairman, the committee are elected. And then we collect money. That's why we have treasurer. We have secretary to put the paperwork tidy. We have rules and regulation. In fact, we are just a mini-government by itself. It's the smallest denominator of an organization or a society or a nation.
Okay, so what's it like for you as the chairman of a residents association? Is it a challenging job? Do you find yourself having to please everyone?
I think as a chairman, because the first thing is you live there. So you live there, if you don't take care of your own taman, who else will take care of your taman? So once you've taken care of your taman and things are running properly, so as a chairman, you feel pleased. Because you feel that things are taken care properly. So that's the only gratification. Because a resident association do not get remuneration like Menteri Besar or like the Prime Minister or like any other like government where you get the pay. Even Adli Majlis also get allowance. So resident association does not get any allowance.
Do you enjoy your job so far?
Because I like society work, I enjoy other organizations as well, school board and political party. So it's just a parcel of this kind of organization. So whether I enjoy it or not, not only RA, but also other associations, the same thing, the same function. It's just a bigger role. So maybe this is my character. I like to do things that make people a better life, make this world a better place to stay.
That was Kong Kok Meng, the chairman of the Residents Association of Taman Putra Prima 8A, Puchong. If you're from the area and you're curious to see how things are run there, you can visit its website, tpp8a.com. That's tpp8a.com. And with that, we end this week's episode of I Love KL. If you miss any part of the episode, you can check out the podcast at bfm.my/ilovekl or download our latest app via Google Play or the App Store. Also, follow the station on Twitter at BFM Radio. Don't forget, Wednesday, May 9th is an important date for our country. Exercise your democratic right wisely, keep your emotions in check, and don't forget to bring all the important and necessary documents. For those returning to your hometown to vote, have a safe journey home. My name is Hanif Baharudin, and you have been tuning in to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Join us again next week on BFM 89.9, the business station. Wow.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.